Homer Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Fansant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns. R.J., it's been a long night here at Sylacauga High School, but it's fixing to get heated up because it's going to be a clash. People say it's a couple blocks away. We both call it from both sides of the track just that. It's the school on the other side of the tracks. B.B. Comer has traveled across the train tracks to Sylacauga for a clash of really pride. We have a lot of families here that are split. They have kids that go to both schools. We have parents that have gone to one with kids in another right now on both sides. This is what community is all about.
Yeah, the thing about these games is a lot of these kids know each other. You mentioned a lot of families know each other. So I think it's always a good time where both teams can come together and play a good, nice football team. I mean, nice, good basketball game. But we both know that Sylacauga is going to be tough tonight. So B.B. Comer, it's another challenge for them. But I feel like B.B. Comer, this is not for them to get better, you know. Do their game, do what they can do, and just continue to elevate and get better all night.
We were coming on late tonight because the girls' game was a 90-14 Sylacauga win over the Comer Tigers, and it was senior night tonight, so we had to finish the processions for the seniors, and Sylacauga Aggies had quite a few seniors tonight, so we're about 5 minutes away. Both teams are on the court warming up. It ought to be a pretty good matchup. RJ, we don't have the depth. Sylacauga has the depth. You said it before we started the broadcast. They are going to press, and it's going to be just key tonight. Not if we hit shots or not if we just don't turn the ball over on the press.
Yeah, I think the thing about it is, B.B. Comer, is tonight you want to take your time, especially on a press break. You already know they're going to get in a press break as soon as they make a ball, so that shouldn't be any type of shocker to you. Once you score the ball, you need to know what you're going to do. You need to be aware because, like I said earlier, once you score the ball, they're going to be up in your face. And the thing about this press break is you can beat it by having a man in the middle. A lot of times, B.B. Comer, they don't have anybody in the middle or they don't have anybody back to help. You have to have a teammate with you in the middle, because if not, when they get you in the corner, they get you in the middle, it's going to be over with. So you just want to have somebody in the middle or on the side at you at all times.
A huge key tonight, which is the key to every game, Cam Gaddis has to play well, and he has to stay in the game. We saw what happened with Julesburg, got into foul trouble, and thank goodness Christian had a good night that night. But it's going to take a full team effort tonight, and we're going to have to have the absolute best of Cam Gaddis tonight.
Yeah, it's going to take Cam Gaddis. I was going to take the big man, because Sylacauga has a good big man, Josh Beer. He can score when he wants to, get a rebound. So our big man needs to be dominant tonight. Our big man is Caden Brown, and I don't see our other big man, Caleb Sherman. So it's going to be important that Caden Brown can play some good basketball tonight, but also stay out of foul trouble, because we've seen him many times when he's not in foul trouble, he has to play some good basketball. You know, he's really physical, really tough, so it's going to be important tonight that he do a good job of boxing out and playing his style of basketball.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the tip-off from Sylacauga High School. It's our B.B. Comer Tigers versus the Sylacauga Aggies. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kicks 100.3.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. B.B. Comer Basketball is presented by AltaPoint Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Greg Wyckoff.
Yes, it is the Comer Sports Network, and yes, I am Greg Wyckoff, but I'm not the only one up here, because I have a blessing. I have a true just star in radio with me.
Greg, well, I don't think I could be like you, man.
RJ, you are, man, you add, I told you, you add so much to this, and tonight you're going to be the good luck charm for the Comer Tigers.
Well, I'm just blessed to be here for another opportunity. Thank you again, but I'm looking forward to a good night of basketball. You know, as you said, they didn't travel far, traveled across the railroad tracks. So I'm looking forward to a great basketball game tonight. It's a good chance for B.B. Comer to get better, you know. Just play your style of basketball. Don't try to do nothing different. Don't try to change or add nothing up. But you play your style of basketball, and you know what you're doing, I believe it should be a good basketball game.
And, RJ, there's been a lot of talk. There's some people in this town that want these two schools combined, and then there's a group of people who absolutely do not want that. They want them separate.
Yeah, I think it's better that they stay separate because, I mean, you have some good athletes on both sides of the ball, but I believe most people want Comer to stay separate because, you know, it's a lot of family-rich tradition come through Comer Athletics, same for Sylacauga. So, and just keep it a great rival, too, of both teams. So that's what I think both schools need to just continue to separate. But once they come together and play some good basketball, we know it's talent on both sides of each team. So that's always a good thing.
You're going to handle our starters for us?
Yes, sir. So for B.B. Comer, we have Cam Gaddis. We have number one, Christian Robertson.
Number two, J.P. Morgan.
We have number two, Jaden Morgan.
Number five, Ronaldo Riggins.
Number five, Ronaldo Riggins. He plays some good basketball, too, whenever he gets in the game. And then our big man, number 32, Caden Brown. As David called him three times.
Before we introduce the starters for the Sylacauga Varsity Aggies, we would like to introduce the team to everyone that is here tonight. Number five, Tristan Whitstone.
Five, Sylacauga starting Tristan Whitstone.
Number 10, Jaden Sanders.
Number 10, Jaden Sanders. Jaden Sanders.
Well, I think they're announcing the team right now. These aren't the starters.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just going to announce the team.
Okay.
I was looking up to see what was going on. I had to put some pieces together to figure that one out real quick.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense now.
I haven't quite seen it done that way. Silicaga is going to get the bang for the buck tonight.
They really are. They want everybody to know who's on the team.
So if you don't know, Silicaga, starting next year in football, will move down to 4A with 7A going away in the state of Alabama and everybody mostly bumping down a classification. The Comer Tigers will be in 2A, kind of where we need to be anyway.
Yeah, I had a conversation last week with Childersburg and Comer played, talking to Coach Foster, the head coach. He was like, I'm not disappointed, but at the same time, our schedule's still going to be pretty tough, so we got to be able to come to play each and every night. And I agree with him because they're going to have some tough teams to play, but I feel like it's definitely a better challenge because last year than 3A, really tough schedule, man. But 2A, I look forward to seeing them compete because know they did 2 years ago in 2A. I mean, nobody could really touch BB Comer Tiger, so looking forward to seeing those. Looking forward to seeing them.
All right, we got the Silicaga starters.
Number zero, CJ Franklin is starting. Number two, Corbin Patterson. Number one, Kenson Three. Number four, Eric O'Neill.
A really good player for the Aggies.
Definitely is.
Number 13.
And then their big man, number 13, Josh Spear.
I remember Josh. We used to call him Joshy because he would come to the ball field with his big brother. He was about 2 foot tall back then. And what a joy of a kid from just a toddler to watch him grow up to the young man he is now.
I don't even see him on the roster.
He is.
Okay. Gotcha.
They must have changed jersey numbers.
Yeah, because
jerseys.
Kenson 3 is, yeah, you're right. They like they changed numbers a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it'll be, wow, not too many times do two zeros tip off on the game. It's going to be Cam Gaddis and CJ Franklin, and Silicaga will come away with it. That's Corbin Patterson with the basketball. CJ Franklin, they'll move it around to three. Now back up top, Patterson. Three-point shot by three. Missed. And here comes Cam Gaddis. Pass ahead to Jaden Morgan. And that's going to be an early foul. It's going on Corbin Patterson.
Yeah, that was a good job of Cam Gaddis of setting it up. He got the rebound. He saw his teammate wide open. He kind of dished it down to him a pass. And early foul by Silicaga's Corbin Patterson. That was a really smart play and a really way to get up there for Jaden Morgan and draw the foul.
Jaden Morgan will go to the free throw line for two shots. Got the shooter's roll on number one. Jaden needs a good night tonight. Boy, he is nothing but net on the second one. Early 2-0 lead for the Comer Tigers. Looks like the Tigers are in a 2-3 or 2-1-2 type zone. Silicaga worked their way around it. That's O'Neill to Franklin. That's Patterson for three. He'll miss it. Fight for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. Comer basketball.
Really good defense right there. Being very patient. I like the zone they're sitting in because most of the time you have to make people work when they're in the zone. They're doing a good job making sure Silicaga is working for everything they get while they're sitting in the zone.
And here it comes. Here comes the full court man press from the Aggies. And what a tough guy to throw it in. Got Spears. And it's picked off. Patterson back to Spear for two. And back-to-back turnovers as Christian Robinson will let that one get roll between his legs. It'll go out of bounds. And it'll be Sylacauga basketball under the goal. C.J. Franklin will get it into Eric O'Neill. He'll miss the shot, but the long rebound goes to Patterson. And again, looks like Comer will just settle in this zone. Make Sylacauga work around it. C.J. Franklin, Patterson, O'Neill for three. He'll miss it, and that ball will go off the top of the backboard. Comer basketball.
One thing about P.B. Comer is they're making Sylacauga pass the ball at least seven or six times. That's a good thing when, you know, you're making them work for what they want.
Ronaldo Riggins trying to get it in, but that's the same thing we talked about in the girls' game. Everybody's trying to get open, but you got to set a pick somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to work that press, not let that press beat you. 6:41 to go here in the first, tied at two. We'll stay right here. They're in a timeout. They'll be right on the court. That's a good timeout by Coach Satcher because, yeah, he needs, you know, back-to-back turnovers. He does need to talk about it. They got Ronaldo Riggins throwing the ball in. The smallest player on the court throwing it in against the biggest player on the court. And they'll try to get it into Cam Gaddis. That ball will be stolen by C.J. Franklin. He'll put it in for two. Now they try to go over the top of the defense, looking for Jaden Morgan, and he'll throw that one out of bounds. So that is four turnovers early for the Comer Tigers.
Those are really four turnovers that you don't need, especially early in the game. You know what they're going to give you. Just have to take your time, run the inbounds play that Coach Satcher has drawn up.
Patterson. Get it to Spear. Now back to Patterson. Spear. O'Neill inside. They'll miss it. O'Neill with the rebound. He'll miss the layup. He'll grab it. Go in again. He'll put it in for two. And I believe they have that foul on Cam Gaddis. And O'Neill will go to the free throw line for an and one. He'll make it. 6:11 to go in the first. 7-2. Sylacauga with the lead. As soon as I say that, Cam Gaddis, nice lead pass down court. And Gaddis will put it in for two.
That was a really good, nice outlet pass. I mean, once Cam Gaddis saw it, he saw it, got the rebound, was very patient.
And a steal by Gaddis, and he'll go in. And he'll take it in on Patterson, and that'll be two fouls on Corbin Patterson.
You know, I love to watch the guy, Cam Gaddis, play. I mean, very athletic and very physical guy. Once he gets the ball, he's always in attack mode, and he does a good job of doing that.
He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And he will hit the first. Yeah, because Sylacauga has to be careful. We talk about Sylacauga's speed. Cam Gaddis is right there with him. He has that kind of speed.
Yeah, I think Cam Gaddis is one of the guys who can match up with Sylacauga. No doubt about it.
7-6. Sylacauga leads. 5:48 to go here in the first. Spear with the basketball. And that's where you want him with the basketball. Outside. Outside the three-point line.
Yeah, because you start putting him in the low post and high post, he's going to go to work. They're going to try to look to get the ball every time. So have to make him uncomfortable outside the three-point line.
Three with the basketball. They try to work it inside. Good defense. Have to kick it out. And a nice move. That's Kinson three. We'll take it in. And a steal. C.J. Franklin will miss the layup, get his own rebound for an easy bucket. Ronaldo Riggins in trouble in the backcourt. And they're going to get him for traveling.
That's the one thing about the press. You don't want to be in the corner. You want to stay in the middle, or you want to try to advance the ball. Once you get in the corner, Sylacauga has you where they want you.
And I know what I was always told, don't pick up the dribble. Three-point shot missed by C.J. Franklin. Silicon will get the rebound, and that pass will be stolen by Cam Gaddis. Here comes Gaddis. He's going back in the lane. Fadeaway shot. And that's going to be a little short. Eric O'Neill with the rebound for Silicaga. He'll bring it down against Ronaldo Riggins. And that's going to be a...
Yeah, it looked like he took too many steps right there. Looked like, I knew the new he wanted to make. Was going for a Euro, but I believe he got Euro happy, Greg.
That last little jump step did it, didn't it?
Yes.
Here comes Cam Gaddis. Gaddis to Christian Roberson for three. He'll miss it. But there he is. Caden Brown with a rebound, and he'll put it in for two.
That's what we need of our big man. Get a rebound. Because we go with the soft touch, get him in the air. We had that all night. It should be a good game.
11-8, Silicaga leads. 4:05 to go in the first. Silicaga. Three-point shot by C.J. Franklin off the mark. Caden Brown with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Roberson. Now back to Cam Gaddis. And he's back near midcourt. Picks his dribble up. They'll get it to Christian. Christian. Oh, missed shot inside Caden Brown. He had Josh Spear to deal with. Three. O'Neill. Now O'Neill will drive in, kick it. C.J. Franklin will miss it, but there's Tristan Whetstone. He'll get the rebound and put it back in. Here comes Ronaldo Riggins. Nice pass. Cam Gaddis. Cam Gaddis up and off the backboard. Too much spin, and it goes out.
Now, that would have been a good play if Cam Gaddis would make that layup right there. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to like he wanted to throw it to the big man, but he did a good job just getting to the rim.
C.J. Franklin drives baseline. I think that's going to be a foul on Christian Roberson. So early on, 2:46 to go in the first, 13-8 Silicaga with a five-point lead. They'll throw it in from under their basket, C.J. Franklin. We'll get it to three. It's Holtzclaw in the game. Holtzclaw three-pointer. It's a little strong, but... Tristan Whetstone will get the rebound.
Now you have to box out on those shots. B.B. Cormier not doing a good job of boxing out right now, allowing Silicaga to have second chance opportunities.
And Silicaga has kind of backed off that pressure. Morgan with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis with a screen. That three-pointer a little too strong. Christian Roberson with the rebound. Now, Christian will turn around, three-point shot, rebound, C.J. Franklin. C.J. wants to take it coast to coast. And he will slam it for two.
He definitely took it coast to coast.
Quickly on the other end, a wild layup missed by Cam Gaddis. And here come the Aggies. A spin move inside the paint for three. He'll put it in. And quickly, the Aggies have jumped out 19-8, 1:33 to go in the first. I'll tell you what, C.J. Franklin can jump out of the gym.
Yeah, he's one very athletic kid in this county. I mean, he can do it all.
Morgan in the paint. And they're going to get Morgan for traveling.
B.B. Cormier needs to just get their composure right now. I believe once they had that dunk, they kind of got the momentum. Then Kiss 3 went around with the spin around dunks. Just calm down right now, B.B. Cormier Tigers.
Boy, three-point shot from Tristan Whetstone for the Aggies. It's a 22-8 Aggie lead. Roberson. Silicaga man-to-man. Roberson will go in left hand. will not make the shot, but it'll go to the free throw line for two. I believe it's going to be on 23.
Yes, he said 23.
And that's going to be Trey Wright. I think he's 12 on our sheet. Robertson will miss both free throws. Let's see if Silicaga is going to slow it down for the last shot. And they will not. Cam Gaddis with a rebound. You know what? Cam's going coast to coast. He'll miss it. But in the game is Quindarius Swain, and he gets the rebound. And he'll put in. Quindarius is another player that can match up with these Aggies.
Yeah, once Quindarius see the matchup, he's going to take advantage of it. That's exactly what he did.
Wright with a three-pointer. He'll miss it. Roberson with the rebound. And that pass up ahead looking for Cam Gaddis is going to be picked off by Wright. Here comes C.J. Franklin. He'll hand it off, a steal. And here come the Aggies. Pass ahead to Cam Gaddis, and there's C.J. Franklin. He'll get his hand in and knock it out. 22-10. We end the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We are in the second quarter, period. However you want to say it. Depends if you're a football guy or a basketball. You know, everybody calls it something different, but we're in the second. First period. The Comer Tigers hanging on, but they let it slip away, 22-10. The Tigers have the basketball. Gaddis in the lane. Let's see, that time, RJ, that was a little more controlled going in the lane and putting that ball up in.
Yeah, once he's controlled going to the basket, he has a good job of just creating shot opportunity. He did a good job of just getting to the basket with the soft touch.
C.J. Franklin looks like the Comer Tigers are going to the man. Oh, CJ will miss a dunk, but in there to get the rebound is Trey Wright. It's hard to let CJ go free like that, but Cam Gaddis went for the steal and missed it. Gaddis will pull up for three. Nobody really rebounding for the Tigers in the paint. And here come the Aggies. That's Jace Welch in the game for the Aggies. The junior will put it in. ...26-12. Gaddis will drive in the lane, hit the shot. Foul on C.J. Franklin. And Gaddis will go to the free throw line for an and one.
I think the matchup of the night is really going to be Cam Gaddis and C.J. Franklin. I mean, these guys are both very athletic. They're very fast. They're very explosive. And as you can see, they're guarding each other. So I believe that's a good matchup that look forward to this whole night.
And what's fun, Cam can take C.J. on the drive. And then on the other end, C.J. can take Cam.
Exactly.
He will miss the free throw. 8 points. 8 of the 14 Comer points for Cam Gaddis. And he will guard C.J. Franklin. And a block. Oh, man, I thought Cam Gaddis got the block. And they're going to get a foul on Gaddis, and that's going to be two on him.
I don't know about that call right there. It's very questionable. It looked like he got all ball, but the ref said it looked like he got a little arm. But
I thought he,
man,
I thought he cupped the basketball.
Me too. Woo, very questionable call.
And that will put Trey Wright to the free throw line. Well, he will hit. His first of two. We have Sylacauga players checking in. That's Leonard who comes in the game, and Hayden Hubbard in the game for the Aggies. Looks like Coach Jones is utilizing his bench early on. Wright will miss the second free throw. Rebound. For a three-point shot, that's Tyjavius Simmons in the game for the Comer Tigers, and he is off to a good start.
Now, when he normally comes in, he normally like has a good good drive for the BB Comer Tigers.
He'd be my kind of kid. He'd be hard for me to keep him off the court.
Exactly.
He's tall, long. C.J. Franklin will kick it out to Wright. He'll miss it. Rebound, Sylacauga. Pass ahead. And an easy layup for Cam Gaddis.
Yeah, B.B. Comer definitely. They took their time.
Boy, and it's the dunk show for C.J. Franklin.
They're going to have to find somebody who can defend him. If they're not, it's going to be continue to be a dunk fest all night long.
Roberson will miss it. Fight for the rebound. Hubbard will grab it for the Aggies. And C.J. Franklin. Three-point shot by number three, who we don't have. McMillan.
13 look like on the stat sheet. Serenian McMillan.
Okay. So he's just number three. He'll hit a three-point shot. And we got timeout with 5:09 to go in the second. 32-19, the Aggies with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Back to the Comer Sports Network. As we start these out of the timeout, Cam Gaddis with a step back, long three-point shot. That goes off the back of the rim, rebounded by the Aggies. Looks like Coach Jones has put the starters back in. That's Eric O'Neill, and he'll miss the layup. Fight for the rebound. Another missed shot. Here comes Simmons down court. Spear does a good job getting his hands in and knocking it away from Simmons. Three for the basketball. He'll hand it. Eric O'Neill for three, and O'Neill will hit the three-point shot.
Now you have to put a hand in Eric O'Neill's face, too, because if you don't contest it, he'll sit there and shoot all day. So B.B. Comer has to identify the shooters and figure out where the shooters are on the court.
Cam Gaddis pulls his dribble up. He gets it to Morgan. Morgan will shoot a three-point shot. Boy, that went, I thought it went in, went off the backboard, thought it was going to go in again, but falls off. There come the Aggies. O'Neal. I didn't get who that foul was on. I
believe it was on Quindarius Swain.
Swain 10?
Okay. Yeah.
He'll pick up his first. Sulacaga will throw it in to the baseline. They get it in Spear. Spear spin move. And he will get Quindarius Swain up in the air. Missed the shot, but he will go to the free throw line for two.
Like this quick. Two fouls on Quindarius Swain. I mean, Josh Spear did a good job getting him in the air and going to the contact.
And Spear will bang that one in. Only 3 points for Josh Spear, but he's invaluable on the court for the Aggies. He's one of those players. He's like a Cam Gaddis in a different way. He has to be on the court. He will miss the second one. Here comes Christian Roberson. Roberson. To Swain. Swain will miss a three-pointer. That'll be tracked down in the corner. And that's Morgan with a friendly push going down the court. Nothing like helping your opponent down the court.
Who they get that on?
It's going to be on Morgan, Jaden. 16 fouls for the Comer Tigers. 4 for the Aggies. 3, Spears. Wow, they get it inside, and a pretty good paint move by Tristan Whetstone.
Yeah, he did a good job of just sealing his defender off. He felt them, was able to go to the opposite side that he was being guarded on.
Cam Gaddis wants a screen. Gets it to Morgan, and Morgan will turn around and hit it from the free throw line. 38-21, Aggies. 2:38 to go in the second. O'Neal with the basketball. They hand it to Whetstone. They try to get it inside, and they're going to get the foul on Jaden Morgan. As he was holding on to Josh Spear for dear life.
The thing about these post players is you have to be able to front the guy, because if you don't, he's going to seal you off and going to be able to get the ball every time. So you want to get in front of him to keep him from getting the ball and also going to his back from drawing the foul.
And they were at the free throw line, but they're going to put him in. Oh, man. They're going to get Quindarius Swain with his third foul, and I thought that sounded like all ball too on that block.
Yeah, very questionable call. Riff said he like may got his arm a little bit. I'm like you. I believe that was all ball. Very questionable.
Well, it's like you say, wherever you go, you're at the mercy. Where you go, I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter who the referees are, because it's wherever you go.
Yeah.
And even though we're just across the tracks, it could be a big difference.
It could.
Josh Spear, the only thing he's been off on tonight is free throws. He is 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Make it 1 of 4, but the Aggies are going to come away with a rebound. That's Eric O'Neal. And he'll hand it off to Corbin Patterson. Patterson guarded by Ronaldo Riggins. Patterson will drive in, lose the basketball, and he'll go out of bounds. He's Sulacaga Comer basketball. Good defense that time.
Really great defense. Forced him out of bounds when loose ball, so a really good defense by Comer Tigers.
Cam Gaddis to Roberson for 3, and Roberson will hit a 3, and he was talking to somebody in the front row.
Like he pointed at him, right?
I like it. He was talking to him coming down.
Yeah, that's how you shut an opponent up, a defender. You make the shot.
Missed shot by Patterson. Ronaldo Riggins with rebound. They hand it off to Cam Gattis. And Gattis will back it up and set the offense up for the Tigers. Kind of almost a double screen. He gets a screen. Free throw line. Spin around. And that one's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Whetstone and the Aggies. Eric O'Neill with the basketball. He's guarded by Robertson. He'll take it in. Get it to Patterson for three. There's Cam Gattis up in the air to get the rebound. And Cam Gattis wants to go coast to coast. And he will miss the layup. And a two-on-one on the other end. And Eric O'Neill. Did you call that a dunk?
I don't know. I mean, like he just soft touch laid it in, but I'm still stuck on that. Should have been a foul down here on Cam Gattis. My man went coast to coast.
Yes.
He went up with the rebound. I mean, for the layup, and I thought he got a foul going up.
Roberson with a long three-pointer. He'll miss it. Eric O'Neill with a rebound. 30 seconds to go in the half. 40-24. The Aggies with the lead. Eric O'Neill looks like they want to slow it down, if the Aggies can ever slow down. This is a high revved up basketball team. And Christian Robinson is going to get called for a foul. Kind of a reach around hook.
Look like Eric Silicago's Eric O'Neill hooked him a little bit, but maybe we saw something different.
Cam Gattis pleading his case now with the official. I say, man, what do I have to do? Eric O'Neill will miss the first free throw off the front of the rim. 12 seconds to go in the half. 16-point lead. It doesn't feel that way, though. It feels like a much closer basketball game.
It definitely does.
O'Neill will hit the second one. Comer will beat the press. Morgan will go in. Oh, he stopped his dribble on the baseline, got in trouble. And Josh Speer will try to throw a full court shot. Falls a little short. And we will go to halftime. 41-24, the Aggies with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
I'm Sheila Curtis at Sheila Curtis State Farm. Auto insurance shoppers are seeing big changes right now, and we're helping drivers take advantage of them. Our auto rates are highly competitive, and we help people save money when they call us for a quote. Beyond auto insurance, we also help families protect their income with life insurance designed for real life and real budgets. With offices in Sylacauga and Talladega, help is close to home. Call us today at 256-249-8188 or visit SheilaCurtis.com.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We're at half. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, 41-24. The Aggies with the lead.
Yeah, I mean, right now, although the score is 41-24, it's really good. It's some good basketball being played right now. For B.B. Comer, I mean, they're doing some good things. They're boxing out. They're getting from coast to coast. Cam Gattis know he can do, but I thought the last kind of few minutes were kind of a little sloppy. You know, they were kind of throwing up three-point shots. But the thing for Silicaga is B.B. Comer has to do a good job of defending the guy on the drive, because it looked like they're just going coast to coast as well. So if you're B.B. Comer, you want to, first of all, you want to stop the big man, but you got to stop T.J. Franklin. He's had some explosive dunks, some explosive plays. So you want to make sure and identify where he's at all times.
Yeah, the Aggies kind of pulled ahead right at the end of the first, but I was looking at the scoring right here. In the second period, 19-14, the Aggies outscored the Comer Tigers. So much better job from Comer getting past, like you said, C.J. Franklin, that big dunk. And I forget who it was that went in.
Kissing three after the dunk. He hit the spin around layup.
Spin around. This whole gym ignited, and you felt like, oh no, here come the Aggies. But you got to give Coach Satcher a lot of credit. He called a timeout, settled his team down, and the Comer Tigers have kind of kept themselves in this ball game.
Yeah, if Comer just run their offense, you know, they might not be the most explosive team in the county or on the court, but I feel like once Comer gets the rhythm, once they start running their offense, they do a good job of just playing some good basketball. So once they continue to just find their offense, find their rhythm, and number one, play your style of basketball. Don't try to match Silicaga's. Play B.B. Comer's style of basketball. So I feel like once they get in the rhythm, once they get going, they can be really good, as you stated, because Coach Satcher has a really good team. Think about Silicaga, they had a lot of depth. They had a lot of guys on their team. B.B. Comer doesn't have quite as much, but once they start playing their style of basketball, they play some really good basketball.
Scoring, leading scorer for the Comer Tigers is Cam Gattis with 10, Christian Roberson 3, Jade Morgan 4, Quindarius Swain 2, Tajavius Simmons 3, Caden Brown 2. Quindarius Swain has 3 personal fouls, Jaden Morgan 2, Christian Roberson with 2, and Cam Gattis with 2. For the Silicaga Aggies, it's C.J. Franklin with 8 points, Josh Spear 3 points, Kinson 3, 4, Eric O'Neill 9, Tristan Whetstone 9, Trey Wright 3, Sarian McMillan 3, and Jace Welch with 2. The only one in foul trouble would be Corbin Patterson with 2 fouls for the Aggies.
Yeah, Corbin Patterson, he plays really aggressive, plays really good defense, but you want to be very smart. But I want to highlight this guy to Javius Simmons. Mm-hmm. Greg, he might not be the most athletic guy, might not be the fastest guy, but I feel like he's very coachable. Once he gets in the game, whether he's going to hustle to every loose ball, he's going to play defense, and he had a big three coming into the game. So it's like every game I watched him play, I like his style of play. He's very athletic, and he's not afraid to do his thing.
I thought they did very well when Quindarius Swain and Tajavius Simmons were both in the ball game.
Yeah,
when they're kind of the big man, I guess you want to call it, in that lineup, when they're both in the ball game, we're a little bit more athletic down low.
Yeah, those guys definitely create a spark, and I look forward to seeing how they come out in the second half to see what they're going to do, especially with the matchups on both teams. So looking forward to see what both of those guys doing here in the second half.
I'll tell you what, we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half, 41-24. The Aggies lead the Comer Tigers. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleyvale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We are just about through with our halftime, 41-24. The Aggies with the lead. RJ, what do the Comer Tigers need to do to kind of climb back in this game?
Well, number one, defense is a big thing. You know, you play your defense, get some pressure on CJ, want to get some pressure on Josh Spear, and you also want to get some pressure on Christian Weston. But once you get defense, then that needs to turn to offense, right? So you want to have some good layups, some good shot selections. But most of the time on offense, BB Comer needs to take their time, run their offense. So I feel like if they can do all those three things, it should be a good second half here from the Comer Tigers.
We'll find out. We're about 10 seconds away. Warm-ups are complete. Players are going back to the bench. We'll see how Coach Satcher plays it. We mentioned Quindarius Swain with three fouls. Jaden Morgan, two. Roberson, two. Gaddis with two. Looks like the Aggies will come out with their starting five. Looks like the Comer Tigers will come out with their starting five. It'll be Ronaldo Riggins, Cam Gaddis, Christian Roberson, Caden Brown, and Jade Morgan. The Aggies will have the basketball first. Comer starts out the half man-to-man. Pull-up shot missed. Josh Spear with a rebound. He'll kick it out to C.J. Franklin for three, and Franklin will hit the three-pointer.
Stated, you have to put pressure on C.J. because if you don't, he's going to continue to make those type of big threes.
That time the Comer Tigers left him all alone. Near steal by Franklin.
C.J. Franklin looked like he wanted another dunk right there for that
he
steal.
He did.
So I'm smiling.
Roberson in the lane. And he'll miss it. C.J. Franklin with a rebound. They'll get it up ahead. Good job, Ronaldo Riggins, getting back on defense. Now the Aggies will set the offense up. near steal by Cam Gaddis. A three-point shot by Patterson. That won't count as a rebound, but floater by Patterson. Cam Gaddis with the rebound. It looks like Cam, well, he went for the fake pass to Morgan and just a little too strong on the layup. The ball's going to go out of bounds. But on the offense before, the Aggies, Eric O'Neill was able to slap that ball out, keep that ball. He couldn't get the rebound, but he slapped it out and kept the ball alive for the Aggies.
He definitely did.
And you talk about two big boys against each other right there, Caden Brown and Josh Spear.
That's a big guy, Caden Brown, number 32.
They'll get it into Eric O'Neill, and that's a tough task for Ronaldo Riggins, as he just went up over him for easy basket. Cam Gaddis. Gaddis. And I think they're going to get Patterson on the foul.
Maybe his third foul, if so.
And just like we said, Riggins, it's tough for Riggins. It's tough for really anybody for Sylacauga to hang with Cam Gaddis. Boy, Morgan, I thought he went up and down. He didn't.
Yeah.
Three-point shot, Robertson. He said he was hit on the arm. Here come the Aggies. In, out, Patterson for three, and he'll hit it. And the Aggies will extend their lead 49-24. Cam Gaddis said thank you on that one. He'll go to the free throw line for two. And I did not see who. Unfortunately, we're on the opposite side of the scores table, and it's kind of hard to pick up the foul. But Cam Gaddis will get his first point of the second half.
He had the soft touch to free throws, man. That was just almost nothing but net.
Dude, you feel like Cam is on his game tonight.
Yeah. Ah, who we say something about the free throw?
You talked him up. That one goes in and out. Here comes C.J. Franklin. Franklin to Spear. They'll work it inside. Now they go out. Josh Spear for three. And when your big man can hit three-point shots like that, it's going to be a tough night for whoever is playing Aggies.
Yeah, for Josh Spear, you have to respect him on the inside and the perimeter, because if you don't, he's going to continue to do that all night.
C.J. Franklin from the free... Sorry, Cam Gaddis from the free throw line. He'll miss it. And quickly down court, Eric O'Neill with a layup. Simmons will get it to Gaddis. He'll get a screen. Get it to Morgan. Morgan will miss the shot. And Sylacauga will come away with the rebound. Here comes Patterson to Franklin. Now Josh Spear for three. That one's off the back of the rim. But another easy rebound. It's going to kick out to Patterson for three. That one's off the back of the rim. Simmons rebound. Here comes Roberson. That one's going to be picked off by Josh Spear. And a three-point shot by C.J. Franklin. That's off the mark, and here comes Christian Roberson. And Roberson will take it in with the left hand. That was a line drive layup.
Very.
Boy, and Eric O'Neill racking up the points.
B.B. Comer, they're being lazy right now. You want to get back on defense. I mean, the guys right in front of you, just slide your feet and get right in front of them. Although you're down by a big lead, don't get sloppy. Team, play your style of basketball.
Roberson drives in, miss it. And there's a Josh Spear wide open on the other end of the court, and he'll get it to O'Neal. And we just couldn't get the loose ball right there, and the Aggies will have it.
Like, they're literally just getting the ball and just dishing the ball down court. Someone has to be back and to get that deflection.
Silicaga wants a timeout. Coach Jones not happy. We'll take a timeout with him. 2:56 to go in the third. 56-27. The Aggies with the lead. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Commerce Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kicks 100.3.
At Silicaga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Silicaga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Silicaga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
.247 to go in the third, 56-27. The Aggies with the lead. And they have the basketball, RJ. And even when this machine may not be clicking on all cylinders, they still are a dangerous basketball team. There's Kinson 3 for the rebound. Now Kim Gaddis. The ball's going to be picked off, and here comes C.J. Franklin for his third dunk of the night.
This guy, man, once he gets the ball in transition, you kind of know what it's going to be like. He's either going to throw it down one hand or throw it down two. But either way, he's looking for an explosive dunk, and he just gave them exactly what they needed.
Coach Satcher wants a full timeout. We'll take one with him. 2:07 to go in the third, 60-27. The Aggies with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
2:06 to go in the third, 60-27. The Aggies lead our Tigers. Tigers with the basketball. Cam Gaddis will get it to Swain. Now to Robertson, top of the key. He'll drive in. Get it to Gaddis in the corner. Gaddis in the lane. We'll get it to Morgan, and Morgan will hit a three-pointer.
That was a really nice three-pointer by Morgan. That was a good pass by Cam Gaddis.
That's 7 points for Morgan. C.J. Franklin with the basketball. He's got Gaddis on him. They try to work the ball inside, and, boy, we're having a tough time with their guys in the paint. That's Whetstone with an easy basket. Robertson, nice spin move. He'll go in, up, and under, and they're going to get a block. That's going to be on Whetstone.
That was a really good spin move by Christian Robertson.
And you can see he's feeling it a little bit tonight. We see a little bit more energy from him. Like I said, this is a pride game.
Yeah,
and you want to do your best.
You definitely do.
Robertson will hit first free throw. And you love it, too, because you see the players smiling at each other. Second one off the front of the rim. Patterson with the basketball. You get in the corner. Now back to Patterson. C.J. Franklin.
Goodness gracious. You count that as a dunk?
No. Robertson's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be his third foul. Franklin will hit it and go to the free throw line for an and one. 15 points for C.J. Franklin. He'll miss it. Silicon will get the rebound, miss the shot, and Morgan will come away with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Roberson. Christian. Get it to Gaddis. He's got C.J. Franklin on him. Boy, three-point shot over. he looked at him.
Really good shot right there by Cam Gaddis. And hell, man down.
64-34. Looks like the Aggies will hold it for the last shot. And this is the matchup you want to see. C.J. Franklin with the basketball. Now, wow, three-point shot missed. Swain. Now to Gaddis. Free throw line. He'll put it up, and he'll miss it. We will go to the fourth, 64-34. The Aggies with the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
New year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network as we start the fourth. And the Comer Tigers will start out with a turnover. Looks like be a steal by the Aggies. Cam Gaddis will miss the dunk. The rim got him.
Ooh, thought that could have been a close call. He wanted a dunk eventually.
Here come the Aggies. The foul will be on Caden Brown. And that's going to be McMillan going to the free throw line for two shots. Because that time he just dribbled right around Caden. If you don't have fourth gear and maybe overdrive on the court, you don't need to be on the court with these Silicaga Aggies.
Yeah, because they will run you and run you and run you, literally.
He will hit. Did he hit both of them?
Yeah.
66-34, Aggies with the lead. 6:40 to go in the game. Simmons with the basketball, and that's going to be a steal by the Aggies. That's going to be Zedekiah Leonard, who will put it in. The foul on Simmons. And Leonard will go to the back free throw line for an and-one. I love watching Coach Jones over there. He doesn't like emotion at all. He wants you to sit down, be quiet, just do your job out there.
Kind of remind me, I'm not comparing him, but kind of put me in the mind of Coach Saban a little bit. You know, they up by a lot, but he's still going to coach her behind hard as he can.
Yeah, because a minute ago, you know, he called a timeout just to get Josh Spear off the court. He didn't like something he did. He pointed.
Yeah, he pointed at him.
Yeah, he pointed right to the bench.
And the thing is, the players don't have to fuss with him. Don't try to show him up because he will let you know right then and there. Like, you're my grandson, but I'm still your coach at the end of the day.
Simmons with the basketball. To get it up top to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis to Robertson, and that one's a little too long. And here come the Aggies. That's Sanders with the basketball. They'll hand it off to Hubbard. Now back to Sanders. They're going to get him for carrying the basketball. You can tell a very young group on the court for the Aggies. They got to face whatever Comer Tigers, because Comer only has seven players tonight.
Exactly. Sylacauga has a whole bench full of players.
They got about three basketball teams over there. Cam Gaddis, three-point shot off the front of the rim, and here come the Aggies. And that pass is going to be nice catch by the official. I guess he didn't think anybody was coming to get that ball.
He just went on and caught it for him, didn't he?
He did. 24 was – he was on a bead coming toward that. Gaddis tried to get the pass inside. He'll miss it, and that's Ronaldo Riggins for a long three-point shot.
It was a long, wild three-point shot.
In the
top of the goal.
That one hit the shot clock above it. 4:14 to go in the basketball game. 68-34, the Aggies with the lead. Shot by the Aggies is off the side of the rim. Fight for the rebound will go out of bounds on Comer. I think it went off on Jaden Morgan. That'll be Hubbard throwing it in for the Aggies. They'll get it to Sanders. Gaddis eyeing a steal, isn't he? Hubbard in the lane. He'll miss the layup. Morgan with the rebound. He'll get it up ahead to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis says, get out of my way. A little too much spin on that layup.
Just a little too much, Cam. You got to get back on defense, though.
He'll miss it. Here come the Aggies down court. And they make you pay, man. They get down court. And Jaden Sanders with an easy layup. Ronaldo Riggins to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis in the lane. That one, he lost it and just kind of threw it up. And the Aggies almost go out of bounds. Leads to a three-point shot, missed. Ronaldo Riggins will get the long rebound. And he was eyeing Cam Gaddis because Gaddis had taken off down court. You know, Gaddis was eyeing Dunk all over that one right there.
He definitely was. He knew he wanted it too. I believe everybody in the gym knew that.
Riggins. There's somebody who's not afraid to shoot the football. That's Swain. He'll miss the three-pointer. I like it, though, man. He's, like, unconscious when he gets the basketball.
He is, very.
Sylacauga missed shot. Morgan will get it. Hand it off to Swain. Swain will split defenders. And that'll be a foul on the Aggies, and we are rolling the clock here in the fourth quarter, so we're moving right along. 1:40 to go in the basketball game. We'll get it into Swain. Swain to Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins known to shoot it, and he does. And this time, he hits a long three-point shot.
A big three. That was just a nice three-pointer.
His first points of the game. Nice job, nice defense. Boy, Swain plays some tough defense. He does not back down. That foul is going to be on Ronaldo Riggins as Leonard driving in the lane. This may be it by the time we shoot these two free throws. First shot a little too long for Leonard. And they'll stop the clock for the free throws. Leonard will hit the second one. Jaden Morgan will drive in the lane. That shot's going to be blocked. And here come the Aggies. Nice two-man game.
Really nice dish.
Twenty-six seconds to go. 73-37 Aggies. Three-point shot, Swain. That's off the mark. And the Aggies get the rebound. Let's see if they slow it up. Looks like they will. That's McMillan with the basketball, and the Aggies are going to dribble this one out. 73-37. The Comer Tigers only scoring 3 points in the fourth.
Wow. If you want to continue to be a better basketball team, you're going to have to score more than that in the final minutes of the game.
Well, RJ, I said before the game, probably going to be a post game tonight. Been a long night.
We had
to wait a long time to get to this basketball game, but the Tigers fall to the Aggies 73-37. And RJ, I hope we get to do a few more games together. Maybe we can stir the pot and get to do a few. If we don't, thank you for an awesome basketball season.
Yeah, and I agree. I hope we do get to have more basketball games. But, Greg, I just want to thank you and Red Alabama for letting me to be the color analyst for B.B. Comer basketball this year. I really enjoyed it. And to our fans and to our listeners, thank you guys for tuning in to each and every game. I really enjoyed it, and I hope I provided some insight. So thank you guys again, and I hope we do get to do more games. But if we not, I really enjoyed doing basketball with you this year.
Sponsors, thank you, because you are the fuel behind what RJ said earlier, you know. There's something different. These teams will never combine because there's a lot of tradition at Comer. But people asked me why I came over to do Comer, because I told you, RJ, I played football for Sylacauga. My kids played all kind of sports, all four of them, for Sylacauga High School. But when I came over and started doing radio for the Comer Tigers, I realized I wasn't covering a team. I was covering a family.
Yeah.
And that's what they've made me feel that way. They've taken me in. Coach Fawcett has been a big part of that. His persona kind of just takes over the family, as I call it.
Yeah, that's definitely what it's really all about. Once they make you feel like family, once everybody make you feel like you're a part of something, you know, it's special. So why not want to be a part of something special, B.B. Comer Tigers? So, and I know Coach Fawcett because when I was at Winterboro, he was the head football coach there. So we've always kept in contact. He's always been a great guy, great friend to me. So, you know, he's always been a great person. So I agree with you. So once you feel like family, you just continue to keep doing it.
And he wants you on the sideline with him.
We'll see if he – maybe – we'll see, Greg. I guess he heard me. I guess he know I have some expertise in football. I try to – I think I know a little something in football, so we'll see whatever shakes up.
Well, God bless you. Have a great week. We're signing off here at the Comer Sports Network.